Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
They say the neon lights are bright on Broadway.
That's the Drifters bringing us back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the word for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We had a great visit with our good friend Janet Christie. Leverageanddevelopment.com is the website. Capitalizing on Being Woman-Owned is one book. 101 Winning Marketing Actions for Small Business is another one. Janet, thanks again for all you do for small businesses. Folks, if you need help, especially ladies, and are you still helping people get government certified?
A little bit. I haven't done that as much now because I've been involved in some big research projects. A little bit. Yeah, I still know the ins and outs. And
you know the way.
And yeah, and you know, that's interesting that you say that now, because that really fits in with the liar's figure and the figure's lie, because I had so often men who wanted to put their wives in charge of a business.
To be a woman-owned business, yeah.
Only.
Yeah.
But the people who give you the certifications, whether it's a government entity or a private entity, you have to show them that the woman invested in the business,
mm-hmm.
how she actually
She's
runs
involved.
It. So there's a lot of numbers involved, and there has to be proof.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
So if you're thinking about, you know, you're in construction and your wife has been teaching and you want to make her head of the construction company to get certified, it ain't going to happen.
That's right. So what else do we need to know about figures? How to use figures the right way and how to avoid the bad ones?
Well, I think people, small businesses need to kind of school themselves in watching for and identifying the figures that people believe in. And one of the best ways to do that is to do it in other parts of your life. I know my oldest grandson plays travel baseball, so we go to a lot of his games, and there's a lot of figures that people don't believe in a ball game and a lot of different approaches. So, like, for the parents and the grandparents, you know, there's the kid, he's fouled twice, and he's got two balls. So they're looking at, okay, now you know how he's pitching. Now you mm-hmm. can hit the ball, you know, where to swing, how to swing,
right,
that kind
right.
of stuff. And, you know, the kid's up there thinking, I got two strikes.
Right, right.
So if you start to just kind of notice it in your life, you'll see a lot of things that how people approach things.
Are we getting too analytical? You know, everything is, the marketplace is so analytical these days. I mean, artificial intelligence is slicing and dicing, not demographics anymore, not even psychographics anymore, but almost individuals. The ability to know whether Jim and Janet are going to turn left or right if they see red or blue. Are we getting too analytical?
Yes. Well, we're believing the analytics too much, because if you look at my search history online, on the internet or even on Facebook or anything, you're going to see like a crazy mixed up person, and if you're going to try to sell to me based on that, you're going to be wrong, because
mm-hmm.
I do research for other people. So, you know, last year I did a substance abuse study. Well, I'm not really looking for drug abuse counseling. But I was sure searching for it then.
Mm-hmm.
I do a lot of medical research mm-hmm. for medical companies and things. So you're going to get very confused. So I think we rely too much on the analytics, and
right.
we forget that people buy. People are the ones making the purchase.
Right.
And this is not exactly the best year to be doing that kind of assessment of people,
mm-hmm.
because we're all kind of victim of the mob psychosis that happens in any political,
right.
highly political year. But then we've also got the pandemic, so people are reacting emotionally to that. So, you know, it might be good to kind of practice your skills and figuring out what's important to people, but just be careful, because no one is in their right mind this year.
Right. No, I think you're right. But what I worry about, you know, for, you know, I'm always trying to focus on the humanity part of the marketplace. And Main Street is where that is. And Main Street businesses is who delivers humanity in the marketplace. And even though I want small business owners to be smarter, I want them to be able to use tools that make them more competitive against the big tech companies. And I just want them to never, I want them to have the numbers, but I want them to make sure that, like you've been telling us today, to deliver those numbers in a human way, in a way that humans want to see them. So use the numbers to your advantage, but don't think that the numbers are what's important to people, what it means to them. I had a branding expert earlier on the show this week, and he said one of the old brand experts from decades ago said, you know, what's the key to success in marketing? He said, people have a headache. They want it to go away.
Absolutely.
And the numbers are like that. People want to know the numbers, but they want to know how they affect them. Last thoughts.
Just pay attention. I mean, we talk about that almost every time I'm on there. Pay attention to your customer. Don't assume that they think the same way that you do and then deliver things in that way, whether it's the sales pitch or the product or service.
The wisdom of Janet Christie, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, Janet, thanks again for being here. Will you come back soon?
Absolutely.
We love having you on the show. Janet Christie, ladies and gentlemen. We always get smarter when she joins us. Leverageanddevelopment.com is her website. I got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blassie. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.